This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
Told them about it. The Gomezes were amazing at their jobs, which was, of course, why they'd been recruited to live here. But both of them were surprised and confused when their double doctorates and golden resumes weren't a match for the paranormal mayhem and death going on around them. And now for Chapter 18, Unforgetting.
Keep tested on 10 cc's of anaproveline.
Yes, doctor.
Reset the aortic pump. We need to stabilize this flow.
Is there anything I can do?
Thank you, Dan. Check that oxygen meter. It should say 10 liters per minute.
What's this?
Oh, it's a note that Chess wrote to Niels.
I'll get it to him.
Thank you.
Hector!
Anna, where have you been?
Rain is gone.
Gone?
The Smith's home has been attacked.
Attacked? By who?
I don't know, but the front room and kitchen have been wrecked.
Are Wolf's troops looking for them?
Of course.
Doctor, he's going into cardiac arrest again.
All we can do is keep him comfortable. Pastor, I would greatly appreciate it if you could go and see if his Aunt Annie is awake. The time has come.
Of course.
But what about Reina?
This will be over soon. Then, Anna, we'll help in the search for Reina.
This city was supposed to be a place of safety. What has happened?
Keep hope, Anna. I know, it hasn't always worked for you and me, but...
He was such a good boy.
Unhand me, you fiend of the infernal realms! Let me through!
What's going on? Private, who is that?
It is I, Skinny. Can't a man save the day without being interrogated?
Let him go! Skinny, what happened at the house? Where's Reina?
We were attacked by the bent man, but everyone is as okay as they normally are.
Why are you here?
I had the artificial heart, you fool!
Anna, I could use your help.
Olympia!
Yes, Niels?
How do I get to the ghost room from here?
I can't tell you how to get to the room you're calling the ghost room. It's restricted.
But Olympia, I need to get there. Whoa! Oh no, the bowling balls of doom. He's got an armful of them.
There was nothing Niels could do to stop the bent man. So he took the corridor the monster came out of.
He must have come from the ghost room.
The path spiraled down and down to the lowest level of the underground complex.
There's the door. Mom! Bonzi! Reina! Olympia!
Hi, Niels. Just letting you know, we seem to be in a restricted area, so I'm in offline mode. Just an app on your phone with no connectivity to my other functions. But how can I help you?
Can you do an audio recording?
Sure.
Captain's Log Supplemental. I'm about to go into the ghost room to look for Mom, Reina, and Bonzi. They might be in trouble in there. But if I can't help them, and then I come out of the room again, I might forget that I couldn't help them, and then go in again. Over and over. But if I come out with them, it means that I was successful in getting them out, and I probably don't need to go in again. So, I'm recording this to play back to myself after I get out of the room, so I can unforget what I find in there. I hope this makes sense. Olympia, play this recording back to me in 10 minutes.
Got it.
Is anyone in here? Mom?
Once inside the room, Niels reeled with sudden recognition. It was like waking from a dream.
Whoa, I can remember being in here, but only when I'm in here. The Rocky Cup. And ew. It still has Skinny's barf in it.
But something was different. Very different. The bowling ball warp core was still on, but there were smashed cases and equipment all over the place, and...
Mom! Mom, are you okay? Wake up!
People, this is a church, not an HQ for a revolution. Mayor, what is going on in here?
Credence, I'm glad you're here. Bet has been killed.
I know all that. Crazy fool, God bless his soul. But what does he have to do with all this?
He was trying to get help for young Chesterton. Wolf has blood on his hands.
So what are you gonna do? Get blood on the hands of all these people? Yeah, I'm talking to y'all.
We're just going to march, as a group, to the freeway exit and demand that Wolf let us through so we can see what he's hiding for ourselves.
With guns?
People are dying, Credence, and we still got no answers. You're either with us or you're against us.
Stop being ugly, Mo. I know your car lot got trashed, but so help me. Don't you dare start up with this us versus them stuff. Not around me, and definitely not in the Lord's house.
You're right, but enough's enough. We gotta take this town back.
It's just a show of solidarity. The military was never intended to work outside civilian control. I believe Wolf is a good man. But he's in over his head.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But now is not the time for this. Not with what's just happened with Bet and what's going on with Chess. Folks are too worked up for a run-in with the military.
Look, half of these people are in the military. Every day is a new crisis, Credence. This touches all of us. My granddaughter's been in a coma for days with no solution in sight. We're marching to the freeway exit tomorrow morning. I sincerely hope you'll join us.
Mom?
Oh.
Mom, are you okay?
Niels? Am I dreaming?
I don't think so. You're in the ghost room.
Oh, where's the bent man?
He's gone, Mom. He grabbed a bunch of the doom balls.
You need to get out of here.
What happened?
I tried to stop it. It threw stuff. I tried to scatter the balls all over the room so it couldn't get them. And it's like a horrible nightmare. It was...
surreal?
Yeah. That's a good word for it. It screams so horribly at me. I'm sorry you had to experience that monster. And more than once. I'm so sorry I didn't believe you.
I wouldn't have believed me either. Now where are Raina and Bonzi?
You haven't seen them?
No.
I sent them to the surface, but that must have been hours, days ago.
I think it's only been a few minutes.
Ugh. That monster barely touched me, but it felt like my brain got thrown off a waterfall.
Do you have any broken bones?
I don't think so.
Let me help you, Mom.
Ugh. Okay. Let's go.
When they got outside the ghost room, they kind of freaked out. Shocked to suddenly see each other.
Mom!
Niels! What are you doing here?
You're okay. Where'd you come from? Where are Raina and Bonzi?
I sent them up. Wait. Where's the bent man? What about Chesterton's heart?
We got it. Skinny's taking it up to the clinic. And the bent man escaped with the bowling balls of doom.
Okay. I need to sit down.
Captain's log supplemental.
What's that?
It's my phone.
Niels asked me to play this message back.
I'm about to go into the ghost room to look for Mom, Raina, and Bonzi. They might be in trouble in there. But if I can't help them, and then I come out of the room again, I might forget that I couldn't help them, and then go in again. Over and over. Oh, yeah. I left that message for myself to make sure I didn't go in again if I didn't come out with someone.
Wow, that was really clever of you.
Thanks, Mom.
No, really, Niels. You're so smart and capable. And you came back here to help us.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. Come here. Oh.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, let's go.
What about Raina and Bonzi? Could they still be in the ghost room?
No, I sent them to the surface before I went in. That I remember.
Thank goodness. Whatever you did in there must have been pretty epic if the bent man was the one running away instead of you.
Ugh. Well, apparently I didn't stop him from getting the doom balls. Let's get to the surface and make sure everyone got there safely and check on Chess. Hopefully the bent man gives us a little break before it destroys the town.
It took Niels a couple hours to help bruised and woozy Mom to the surface and over to the clinic.
Oh, Annie, I'm so sorry. We all loved Bet.
Well, at least he went out in a blaze of glory.
Trying to help someone.
Now, where is that Skinny? Y'all saved my Chess. What do you want for Christmas, boy? And your birthday?
and the next 100 Christmases.
I'll provide you with a spreadsheet.
Martha, are you injured? And ready to get a replacement VAD for Chess?
Mrs. Smith, do you know why your home was attacked? How did you escape?
Later. Find the monster. Stop it.
We will.
And Major?
Yes?
Put a tank or something in front of my house. Don't let anyone or anything in or out. Just trust me and do it.
Then Mom collapsed onto the waiting room couch, arms wrapped tightly around Niels and Bonzi, and fell asleep.
Culpepper.
Sir.
I'm giving you a field promotion to Staff Sergeant. Wear it well.
Yes, sir.
Until this is over, you and your squad are officially assigned as bodyguards of these highly unpredictable children. See that clean clothes and other necessities are rounded up from each of their homes.
Right away, sir.
And station an M1 in front of the Smith's house.
Yes, sir.
And Sergeant, we'll get to those people on the other side of the barrier, somehow.
Thank you, sir.
Corporal?
Hi, Raina. It's Sergeant now, actually.
Is that higher?
I'll let you know. What can I do for you?
Can you send someone to my house to pick up some clothes? There's a very particular shirt I need.
David and Alice Bones moved almost silently through the woods, like wolves, tireless and lethal. From the mountains of Afghanistan to the swamps outside of Jakarta, they always got their prey. They couldn't believe that this thing they were hunting had eluded them for this long. Alice flashed a few hand signs and gestured to a trail of broken branches.
We got him now.
Looks like it went over those boulders. Quite a climb.
Unless we go under.
She pointed to the roots of a giant tree, which formed the tunnel to the place the 1952s nerdishly called Henneth Enoon, the window on the west, where their secret rainbow gate was.
Alice, we're getting very close to the edge of the woods, which means we're close to the barrier.
What?
You may hear voices and music.
I don't understand.
Just trust me. It's been what's killing people that drives you mad. Don't get too close to it.
Let's neutralize the target, and then you will tell me all about it.
Yes, ma'am.
They crawled through the tunnel, barely squeezing through with their weapons and gear.
Okay, we're through. He's in here somewhere.
I'll go high. You go low.
Alice sprang silently up the cliff wall, acrobatically using branches to help propel her. David darted like a cat across the ravine floor. In a moment, they were in that most secret part of Mirkwood. David drew his weapon. Alice swung from a high branch to an outcropping of rock. Whatever they were about to discover, they'd have it surrounded.
David, are you seeing this?
Yes.
It's not human. It can't be real. Could we be dreaming? Or something?
It's a nightmare is what it is. It's got some kind of cannon pointed at
them. David, what is that light?
Alice had never seen the bubble up close. The beautiful backwards waterfall of energy suddenly captivated her. She moved closer to it.
Alice!
That's the barrier then. Oh, the ledge. I pulled right to it. Oh, I think I should do some recon.
Alice, no. Listen to my voice. Don't even look at it.
So close. It would be so easy to reach out and touch it.
No.
So beautiful.
No, love is death. Remember the beastie. That's why we're here. It attacked our skinny boy, remember? We need to take that monster down.
Yeah. Yes. You weren't kidding about that barrier, was you? What is it?
No one knows. Well, shall we get back to it then?
Yeah. He's doing something with that cannon.
Not for long. Light him with a flash grenade.
Right. 3, 2, 1.
You are under arrest. Lay down on the ground with your hands behind your back.
You are surrounded!
On the ground, now.
Okay then.
Look out, David!
I, Alistair Alfred Bones, call this meeting of the 1952s to order. Roll call. Reyna Galadriel. Reyna Galadriel.
Okay, I'm here. Let's hurry this up, Skinny. And keep your voice down. We don't want to wake anyone up, especially Chess.
Reyna, you, got all cleaned up.
Yes, Niels. A little personal hygiene goes a long way. I cleaned up, brushed my teeth, flossed, did my hair, got clean clothes.
Is that a Pokemon shirt?
Yep.
Back to the roll call. Next we have Bonnet. What's your middle name?
I don't have one.
Ew. I'll give you a few. Bonnet, Bonnetville, De Bonnet, Bon Bon Smith.
Here.
Chesterton, Franklin, Washington, Wardle III. We'll take that as a yes, thank you, Chess. And thank me for saving your life. Finally, we have a non-voting, very temporary, semi-useful civilian guest. With low-level observer status only, Niels.
Here.
Cutting to the chase, we saved Chesterton. Kudos all around. But the Bent Man is most likely going to unleash some form of destructive and extremely advanced technology on our world.
The ultimate power in the universe. Name that movie.
A New Hope. You're better at quoting movies than books. That's interesting.
Can you guys focus, please? And the Bent Man is most certainly connected to the mysteries of the Thunderzap, the Rainbow Gates, etc. Therefore, it's time.
For what?
The army needs our help. The 1952s are going high-tech with search and destroy.
Finally!
We've been 3D printing nonstop since the Thunderzap. We just need to assemble it at Cyborg Labs.
Assemble what?
Skinny, be quiet! People are trying to sleep! If you wake up Chesterton, so help me!
But Credence, we're having an important soiree! And we're celebrities!
Your celebrity butts are gonna be very soiree in about 5 seconds. Get to bed. All y'all!
Reyna, what do we need to assemble?
Yeah, what?
The Armada.